The Absa Cape Epic, Africa's untamed mountain biking race, kicked off on Sunday at the Lawrenceford Wine Estate, marking 20 years of this iconic race. To celebrate the milestone, Absa has committed to 20 all-women teams, which means 20 of the 60 teams are all female. That's as part of Team Absa's She Untamed 20 for 20. Now, our own Liesel van der Westhuizen is currently on the ground to witness all the action, and she's joining me on the line in just a moment to give us an update on how things are going. I can tell you right now, for the person, while we try and get Liesel on the line, somebody, let me quickly answer a question that's come through. Somebody asking which other countries host epic series of this nature. Look, on the official calendar of the epic series, we have Croatia, our own Absa Cape Epic, the Andorra Epic in the Pyrenees, our own Wine to Wales, and the Spa Swiss Epic in Switzerland. And those are scattered across the year. So the last one on the calendar seems to be the Spa Swiss Epic, happening in August of this year. But yeah, South Africa got two of the five in that official Epic series. Okay, I believe Liesel slightly delayed in getting to us. Are we able to go to her? Yes, we can. My apologies for that. Just getting her to a spot with good signal where we can hear her. Liesel, lovely to have you joining us again. Good afternoon to you. At the end, I guess by now, of stage three, it was, you told me yesterday, 94 kilometers of racing with over 2,000 meters of ascent. How did they do?
Well, it looked absolutely incredible today, Pippa, but I must say the heat, it's 39 degrees, so I think our back riders are really going to feel it. But our leading men, Andreas Sievelt, is an experienced cross-country marathon world champ. Okay. They came in first place with his partner, and his partner Mark Stutzman, cross-country marathon champ. They really did incredibly well despite the heat. And then our ladies were the Ghost Factory Racing team. We've seen them in the lead from prologue. They managed to keep that lead through to today. And it was just a beautiful day of racing. I really feel for our back markers.
Yeah.
And tomorrow is a tough stage, so today is going to take a lot out of them. 3,000 meters of climbing, that is the equivalent of the Drakensberg, with 88 kilometers as the distance.
I'm trying to digest that, and I have had a look at the sort of the map of the ascent, and it just is one peak followed by another slightly higher peak, followed by another slightly higher peak, followed by a very, very big one at the end. I mean, Liesel, it looks like an absolutely grueling day ahead of them tomorrow. Do we dare ask, is this heat going to persist tomorrow? Are they going to have to tackle all of those rather large hills in 39 degrees again?
Unfortunately, that is what the temperature is going to feel like. And I always say that's what it does. But once you're in the valleys and once you're on the hills, it's even much hotter out there. So our riders are really going to have to fuel up and dig deep today and tomorrow before they head in. I know there's a little bit of rain expected on the weekend to cool things down.
And I bet they are going to relish every single drop. Liesel van der Westhuizen, and thank you so much for the update from the course. So there you have it. The front riders already finished for the day. Spare a thought for those who've still got several hours of riding ahead of them in this terrible heat, including tackling Baitskloof Pass. They're in our thoughts. They'll be in our thoughts again tomorrow as they undertake the loop stage. It's sort of from Wellington and back to Wellington again. We'll touch base with Liesel again for live action from the next stage. And do remember, you can also visit cape-epic.com for more info. The Absa Cape Epic, brave the untamed.